Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as almost never, is my beautiful and lovely bride, Natalie.
She's over it. I want to put my dick in it.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, my dear sweet love. It's a weekday, and you have the day off, right?
Yes.
So you're here, you're hanging out, and before we get into the prepared material, what I thought, prepared is a strong word, I thought it would be nice to talk to you about, I don't think we've done this on the show, and we very rarely get to do it with each other, but I want to ask you, how do you think things are going with our children and our family? That's a big one. I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay. I think they're going really well.
Okay. Well, the way you said that in your face makes you think I'm about to pop you with a divorce or something.
No,
here's what I've noticed, and
That's a very big question. That's a very broad
It's true.
Question.
And it's unfair. Because here's the thing. I think there are people that have children that are older than ours that I'm hoping have been through this. And then there are people that have teenagers, like our dear Paco has, who are like, oh, you don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like you and I feel like here's the thing. It's not rough. Having the babies, I feel like, was the hard part. You still with me on that?
Yeah, I think you're right.
But now it's different.
It's just different hard.
I just feel like a nag. I feel like I'm constantly going, don't do that. Stop that. Stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. And then sometimes I feel bad about how I treat our children. Very rarely, I'll be honest. It's very it's very short-lived. I don't know what causes that emotion, but I'm very quick to dismiss it. I'll be 100% honest with that. But it makes me feel a little bit better when I see you lose your shit.
Yeah.
It makes me giggle. But
on my weekends.
Yeah, your days, that's why it reminded me.
Day two in a row.
Oh, my God.
Come Sunday.
My favorite is about, because I think this a lot. When I am away from our dear children, I miss them so much. It is so funny to me how I fondly think of them. Mm-hmm. And
you want to be with them.
I want to hug them. Yesterday, this is why I bring this up. Yesterday, I spent so much time thinking about how I just wanted to wrestle and hug our boys that I was so excited to pick them up from school. And I go to pick up Jacob from school, and he wants to go to his friend's house. And I go, sure, for
so
it.
So that starts. He doesn't even want to
It wasn't like I walk. I didn't immediately go, oh, yeah, go have a good time, son. It's all right. And then I turn around. Oh, I can't. Oh, there it is. I turn around, and then it was just me walking back to the house. All bummed out and depressed. It wasn't that by far. It was like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No big deal.
He'll be there later.
Yeah.
So then I go get the younger one and I had to fix something at the preschool. And I like doing that kind of stuff, which reminds me, you and I after this are going to talk about the movie night. So I was fixing the lock at the preschool and I pick him up and I bring him home. And then Jacob had recently, it was going fine. I played a little Call of Duty.
Jack mentioned playing Call of Duty.
In reference to last week's episode that I played with Jack, and we had a good time, and it was fun. And it was like, it's a weird what father-son bonding has become in that. It's mm-hmm. You don't really have a catch with the baseball anymore. Not that you couldn't or shouldn't. It's just, it's different times. So we did that, and then we went to go pick up Jacob, and then there was an argument about, you know, I wanted to make Sloppy Joes because it was easy to make. Jacob decided he wanted hamburgers. It was raining outside, or I knew it was going to probably rain. I did not want to grill hamburgers in the rain. So then there was this fight back and forth. As you and I now know, Jacob ate 2.5 Sloppy Joes or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Jack
like a
barely
bottomless pit lately.
God.
Yeah.
It's that fight. You know what I'm talking about, right? You have the fight where it's like, I don't want that. I don't want that. And then, of course, the way that things cosmically work out as a parent, the child that fought you tooth and nail to get the Sloppy Joes eats more Sloppy Joes than the child who is fighting for no other reason than to have a fight to have Sloppy Joes.
Well, and the one that's asking for Sloppy Joes is the one that hardly ever eats
meat. Exactly.
And then he eats half, and then the other one eats two.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
You never know.
The reason I tell all this is I come home and it was a lovely interaction. There was lots of tickling and teasing and having fun, and it was just nice,
positive.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish I'd pulled that classical morning song, like da 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 It was beautiful. And Jacob is taking piano lessons because you and he have decided that we have too much money and that just won't sit right with you guys. So he has to have a piano. No, he's great. I kid. And he is doing so well with it. Now, here's why I love it. I'm telling a long-winded story. Big shocker. I love it because, you know, as well as I do, our son is the kind of boy that if things get hard,
shuts down,
difficult, locks up,
frustrated,
becomes very red-eyed, emotional.
He's
getting better and better as he gets older of controlling the emotions and not feeling so emotionally overwhelmed. But what's great about this piano thing is I got to hear him last week, kind of an early moment of the week, but I got another one. Don't worry. I heard him kind of play it, and then he would mess up, and then the teacher was like, I told you three times, like in a fun, playful way. She was kind of shaking him, I imagine, in my head. And
meanwhile, she's beating with a stick.
Yeah, exactly. She's wailing on him with a yardstick. If that's what's getting this result, I'm all for it, that's to be honest. Listen, I think caning should be brought back to school. Anybody who grew up in a Catholic school where you had to kneel on chalk, you don't fuck around.
Nope.
You
get it done.
You don't question. Nobody's ever, you know what I mean? And
three
guess what?
Times. She'll do it four for extra effort.
That's right. And a good point that you brought up, dear. How many nuns were getting boned when you could whack a kid? You know what I mean?
How many what?
Nuns were getting boned. Now we got teachers, hot teachers, getting banged by sophomores left and right. If it's a nun who's whipping you with a stick, you gotta be, I feel like you need to at least be a brown belt sexually. You know what I mean? You gotta be somewhat sexually advanced. You can't be white, yellow belt. I don't know the belt, so these colors are probably wrong. But my point is, you can't be early. You can't be beginning self-defense class at the YMCA.
Get into the nun's pants?
Be into the caning. You know what I mean? You can't be into the spanking.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. If you are a 16-year-old kid.
Boy, this story really
derailed. I know, it took a turn. This is what I do. Hopefully people enjoy it. No, you can't be a 16-year-old kid. And if you are fooling around with your chemistry teacher and all of a sudden that goes down, I don't think you're not into it. I think you're kind of like, wow, this is awesome, right? But if the lady's already wailing on you, chances of you having a crush on her now slim to none. You don't pick up on the signals. You don't send signals to kind of lure her into. But to get back to my point, she's kind of shaking him. And our son pushed through that. No, he pushed through his failure and his learning. And I love this. I love it. He's getting it from somebody else. I don't care that it's not me. I love that he's in a very mature way.
Well, it's good that it's from someone else.
Yes.
Because then it feels like we're the ones that are constantly nagging.
Oh, fuck. But it doesn't stop the nagging.
No.
We're outsourcing partial parts of our parenting.
Exactly.
And he comes out of there. And he nails it. And he knew going into it. I forgot to say this part. We're going walking towards the class. He goes, Dad, I don't even need to look at the paper anymore. He's learning Star Wars, the Star Wars theme for his little recital he's going to do in a couple weeks. And he goes, I don't even need the paper anymore. Like, so braggadocious. And,
yeah.
And he goes, Yen Lin, who's his teacher, is an Asian chick. And she's going to be so proud of me, he says. He comes out from the lesson. He's beaming. It was adorable. She goes, he did so good. I go, well, he said you would be proud of him. She goes, I am very proud of him. He did great. And she let him, they have a little box that he could pick a prize from. She goes, you pick a little toy, right? And it's just, you know, bullshit, squirt guns and stuff like that. And he finds Silly Putty, okay? So, come home. I'm jumping a little bit chronologically. I told you all that so you understand why the Silly Putty is important, okay? So this did not all happen on the happy do-do-do-do-do-do-do, a Sloppy Joe day. This is 2-3 days before Sloppy Joe day.
Well, and to add the whole piano thing, what's interesting about this is in the beginning, he wanted to quit. When it started to get hard, when he would fail,
they give you like a lesson, and if he didn't pass that lesson to move on to the next, when he walked out, he goes, I want to quit.
And they have a rule, I don't know if it's to get our money, or if it's a rule because they know children, right? You have to give them a 30-day notice before they can quit, because they don't want the kid to just quit when it gets hard.
Well, and it sucks for the teacher. The teacher's planning on that income for the month,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So yeah, but now he absolutely loves it, and he's thriving, which is great.
Oh, so it's really, I can't stress that enough. So anyway, you and I are out there talking. I'm probably bitching about something to do with my job, because that's what I do lately. And then all of a sudden, Jack comes out and says, Jacob dropped his Silly Putty in the toilet.
Aww.
And he loved this Silly Putty, and he had earned it. And it was so important to him.
I was showing him how to copy the stuff on the paper. He thought it was the coolest thing ever.
We're going to get to that. You may have take a little shrapnel on this one. He was so happy to have it that he immediately took it out of the toilet. And you know how gag reflex heavy. Like, I've farted in the child's presence. Not to brag, because it really makes me sound like a pig. But I farted, and it's made him go, oh. Like, you know what I mean? Anything. He, I don't have, you have to tell
me
honestly.
Broccoli on the stove. Yes, if he broccoli goes to the kitchen.
It smells funny.
Ew.
I don't have stinky breath, right?
No.
Okay, tell me honestly if I do, because it'll make the story even funnier. No. But that I've been flossing his teeth, and I'm not like, I'm just like breathing in within 4 inches of his face, and he's gone. And I go, what is your problem? He goes, your breath stinks. I'm like, dude.
He's super sensitive.
But his breath kicks like kung fu sometimes. How does he not smell what's 2 inches below his fucking face? So anyway, he goes and he gets the silly putty out of the toilet, washes the silly putty with soap and water, washes his hands with soap and water. Yeah. And then, but if it wasn't for the informant of his little brother, probably would have gone unnoticed. And this is where it was very, very hard. I've told them multiple times, no toys in the bathroom. And this has happened on a smaller scale before. Mm-hmm. But it was a toy that could be clean.
Right.
And I'm not a germaphobe. I know you kind of are, at least much more than I am. And I'm like, how do you wash a surface? How do you kind of sterilize a surface of
spongy
silly putty? Especially now he's already balled it up, so he's folded the fecal matter on top of it. Ew. So I don't know what any of you would do, but I was like, I can't really let him. Because here's the thing. I'm going to let him play with it and go, oh, it's no big deal. And then he's going to go to school one day,
pink eye,
come home with pink eye, and then now everybody's got pink eye.
Exactly.
So I was like, you know what?
I'm going to jump. E. coli.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on this grenade, and I'm going to make this a huge teachable moment. Because I know it sucked for him, but I was like, I got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And he was really upset. And I said, listen, dude, I know you're upset because I know that you earned this and it was really important to you. I get it.
And that's
sorry.
The thing with you. You worked hard. You earned it.
That's a huge thing.
That's a huge thing.
Huge
for
thing.
You. Yeah.
So I go, but we got to get rid of it. And I know some of you may listen to this and think I'm kind of a dick, but I planned on getting him another one, but I needed that pain. I needed that sadness.
And that consequence.
Yes, to drive the point.
Right.
So so we do that. I order the silly putty, of course, on Amazon. It comes 2 days later. So now we're on magical snow
Sloppy Joe day.
I go to cook Sloppy Joe's. He has come home from his friend's house and has seen the silly putty,
has
opened
it. Has had it for like, what, 30 minutes?
Not even, dear. 5 minutes. No fucking joke. And then Jacob comes into the kitchen as I just finished the Sloppy Joe mix, you know, and he says to me, Dad, I made a mistake. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, how do I get Silly Putty off of my keyboard?
Aww. And the fact he came to you to ask, like, he already knew he was going to be in trouble, but to be able to come and have courage to
ask you. You are such
That's huge.
No.
Are you kidding? I would have like figured it out, gotten a fork, and dug out my piano, and
That's
not
huge.
Ever told my parents.
That's called integrity. It's not a huge thing
no,
to be integritous.
That's a huge thing for a kid.
No, it's
to
not.
Do.
That's what he's supposed to do. Mm. Number one, he's not supposed to put the silly putty on the fucking keyboard to begin with.
Some kids will think, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm not telling my parents. But for him to say, hey, I made a mistake. I did something. I need your help with this. That's pretty darn cool.
Not cool.
I'm glad you got him the
silly
putty.
Here's the difference between, in my opinion, mothers and fathers. You think, oh, look at that. Put a sticker by his name because it's so magical.
And a star.
And a star to this little precious boy's heart. He's doing the right thing. Fathers go, that's what you're supposed to do. You don't get a sticker by your name for what you're supposed to do. So anyway, I go, what do you mean by the numbers? And I was hoping, you know how on a keyboard it'll have the lists of instruments. I was hoping that he had somehow gotten it on there, but I didn't quite know. Well, there's a keypad, much like you would find on a calculator. Remember calculators before we had smartphones, like a Texas Instrument one that had
the little holes and they got the little dust that would get caught.
Yeah, and it's
the
rubber
time.
Though; it's not hard plastic. Yeah. It's the rubber, almost like it feels like a feltish rubber, if that is such a thing. That fucking child took that silly putty and didn't just lay it on there. I mean, fucking
smushed it on there.
It's making me quiver right now to relive it. He smashed it into those.
The fact that it's making you quiver to relive it.
It does. I'm not.
Oh my god.
That's not. I'm not being hyperbolic in any sense of the word. I mean, it is. I feel a little twinge in the back of. Look at my hand.
That's like when there's paint on the table.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I wonder if that's a dad thing, because moms are like, oh, it'll clean.
No, it's a same person
wash.
Thing. See, slobs
and
like you.
You have paint all over, and you're like, oh.
Twitching in the corner like it's one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
It'll
That's so true. But it's that in the sides of the numbers. See, here's the thing. I give you a lot of shit, okay? So just take it, because I don't have another. I was going to try to. Like, normally when you say, I do this, but I didn't have a but.
Uh-huh.
I give you a lot of shit, but I think, here's what I think it is. I think that you and I were kind of engineered to already be these people. I think it just so happens. Like, I think that maybe, I don't think so much me, but maybe your perception of why it is that I became kind of the primary caregiver for the kids is because I did stand-up, and that's what I wanted to do. I kind of feel like I would have already been the primary caregiver for the kids. Not that you wouldn't take care of them, but that I don't know. I feel like I'm just shitting on you, and that's not my point at all, because it's not like you're not good at it. But what I'm saying is I'm not the stereotypical dad. Would you say that's fair to say?
True.
Like the stereotypical.
Yeah, you're not the checked out dad that's
working
all the
time. Not that anybody who listens to this show is either. So everybody put down your tweets. But it's that the stereotypical sitcom dad is the guy who sits there and cooks dinner, pizza.
Oh,
not even goes to work. It's just, you know, pizza is dinner, and it's a lot. What would you need that? Oh, turn your underwear inside out. Like, there isn't a single ounce of me that is like that. But I feel like there's a little bit of that in you. Fair to say or unfair to say? Not a lot. It's not. I'm not trying to say you're not a mom or you're not a good parent.
No, because I'm like, well, I'm not going to...
Like, when I would go out on the road,
It
would be like Panda Express and McDonald's.
Oh, my God. Well, they were really, when they're little and it's harder. And then by the time I'd pick them up at 6 o'clock at night.
All right, maybe I'm being unfair.
They're hungry.
I'm being unfair. Off the
tired.
Part of the story, though. Here's my point. So, the reason I get anal, though, is I think that there's a lot of moms who listen who go, oh, my God, yes. Because they probably have a husband who makes a ton of messes with the kids or whatever. And then they're kind of the ones who have to clean it up. I think when you're the person who spends a good chunk of the time cleaning the house. Like for example, you gave you and I were chatting off mic about how funny it was an observation that my father, when he was eating dinner, will just like go... Like, and just like spit a little like something.
Where do you think it goes?
Right.
Yes.
But I don't think, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think that now that things are where you do, like you clean the house, right? I don't think before that, I don't think that would have registered. I think you have to be the person who does all the cleaning for you to notice that stuff. Do you think?
I don't know. If somebody spits a seed across the living room, anybody
that's
is going to notice
miss.
That, whether
right.
you're
Bad
cleaning
example.
The house or not.
Bad example.
The
here,
kids
here's my point.
Would be like, what's going on?
My theory is, I look forward to everybody's emails telling me how I'm wrong, because everybody always takes your side in everything we fucking do, even though I'm really right, is I think that I'm the more anal one because of that, because I'm just the cleaner one.
No.
Oh, boy.
I think you're the more anal one just because that's how you are. If Justin could have a Excel spreadsheet categorized, printed out, and posted on the side of a cabinet that shows you in order from back to front of what spices are where, he would get a knot in his pants. He'd be so excited.
That's my wife's term for boner, by the way, guys, for those of you who don't know Natalie East.
Oh, my gosh. But no, you are just, you like everything to be in its place. You like everything clean. You like everything tidy. You want everything in order. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Don't say it like that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
This is what I love.
It's a good thing, because that will help me be better at that stuff, because that's not something I'm good at. But
why is it
you?
Oh, I can't get my story out.
You will.
There's so much I want to say.
Oh, go.
No, go ahead. I will walk there.
But that stuff is more important to you. That's all.
Who is it not important to have organization and cleanliness? Fucking disgusting slobs.
No. Just, I'm not, you don't have to
You're
be
not disgusting.
Exactly.
You're disorganized.
You don't have to, okay, I'm disorganized.
You're not slovenly.
But I'm fun.
See, always, I love you. You're the best. All right. Point is, he took the silly putty and smashed it into the numbers, and it was on the sides. And it's like, I think a normal person, this is where I might agree with your anal theory, is that a normal person would be like, if I could just get it off the surface area, then I'm fine.
No big deal. But in Justin's brain, I have to get every speck, flake, and
For instance,
piece.
When I pulled out the sprinklers, the old galvanized sprinkler lines from the front yard, a person could easily dig up the sprinkler heads, cut it off short, and then cap off the line that feeds to it and just leave the galvanized buried, that would drive me fucking insane.
Oh, like our roof.
To know that a buried pipe was just sitting in there. Yes, and on our roof.
And our roof, when they ripped off the roof, you wanted to go in and clean the attic and make
it. Well, they had fucking. No. They had and beds that
Justin
went to nothing.
Did not get to do that. So,
hold on. They
right
had a
now,
70.
Pieces of wood in our attic.
No, well, that bothers me. Don't get me wrong, but the insulation covers it. Yeah. What I'm talking about is the vents. So people who do roofs, okay, they rip everything the fuck off, okay, except for the flashing sometimes. And if they see a pipe that they've left behind that was there, they just put another one where that one was. They don't bother to look what was connected to it. So I went up there and saw that there were multiple vents from old plumbing. One of the most painful ones was this huge vent hood that was from a furnace that wasn't in the fucking house anymore because it was from 1941 when the fucker was built. So I pulled the shit out so that when they re-roofed it, there wouldn't be another place that would have a hole that could eventually leak.
Just kept going.
So all of that to say that now put that mindset, if you would, while you're listening to this. And think of what that mind does when there is silly putty on the sides of the buttons underneath. Oh, yes. Still making me twitch. I sat there. I was so angry at this child. I was so angry at this child.
Oh, and had he not had a friend over?
No, there was nobody here. There were no witnesses. I could have. I told him. I said to him verbatim.
Yeah.
And this is after I calmed down.
Yeah.
It was, here's the thing. Not my proudest moment as a father. But I share my successes as well as my failures.
You know you're kidding, though.
No, he may. If there was a time in his life that he may have considered it. I have a moment in my childhood when my father said to me, you had two other brothers and a sister who also touched the stereo. Do you know where they are now? I killed them and I buried them in the backyard. And for the next 3 years of my life, I honestly thought if I made a large enough mistake, he would end me.
I can't believe you believe that.
I did believe it. You're 5 years old. So here's the thing. I go, oh, my God, kid. Like, and I'd kind of calmed down, and this is what I said to him. I said, son, if ever, as you grow old or just exist in your childhood, this is a quote, if ever as you grow old or exist in your childhood now, have the moment that you even doubt my love for you, I want you to remember that the fact that you are breathing beyond this moment is only because I love you. If I did not love you, he goes, I know.
Yeah.
He goes, I said, I love you so much that I am not going to kill you.
Right.
And he kind of smiled, but he was afraid to smile, I think, to be completely honest. And I was like, oh, God. And then I was kind of cleaning it up. And then I realized that I'd left the Sloppy Joe simmering on the stove. And I made it with ketchup and mustard and brown sugar and not like the canned stuff. And so it was kind of homemade from scratch. And so I think if you use the canned stuff, it doesn't really stick to the pan. Well, I'd been in there trying to use my Swiss Army knife, the small blade on it, to scrape off ever so gingerly, to shave off the silly putty of each nook and cranny. I was going to restore that thing like it was a fossil from the Jurassic period. And I go back and I burnt it. And I wish I had better controlled my temper. But now I had wasted time cleaning up the buttons because I thought if I don't get it off now, what if it won't come off later? Like maybe I need to get it off sooner. Now I'd burnt dinner. So now I had to cook dinner again. And all I did was I saw the pot and I just yelled, motherfucker! And then the poor child, I hear from his room, he does the siren cry.
He's already mad. He's silly, Freddy.
And I came back into the room and I said, I go, no wailing. There's no wailing allowed. Yeah. I'm at my limit. I love everyone here, but I'm at my limit. Mm-hmm. So I go back to scraping and we're talking and I calmed him down and we both, and I said, hey, we're cool. And it was very sweet. He's such a kid who gets it. He's so, in my opinion, so wise beyond his years. He came in at the end of the, he got it done in his shower. This is one of the other lectures I gave him. I'm just sitting there sighing. Every time I'd sigh, I'd go, he'd go, I'm sorry, Dad. I go, you know what? Stop saying sorry.
Yeah.
I go, I understand that you feel bad. Don't beat yourself up for it. He didn't know what beat yourself up meant, so I had to tell him. And then I go, but here's the thing. All you can do is do your damnedest to never make this mistake again. And that's why it's supposed to feel this bad. That's all you could do. Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, oh man, that sucks. But don't like, go, oh, just don't obsess over feeling bad about it. I go, move on and remember this and don't ever do anything like this again. And he was like, okay. And then later on he came in and he gave me a hug after he was done with the shower. And he's like, he goes, I'm sorry you had to cook dinner again. And I'm sorry I put the silly putty, and I gave him a big old squeeze, and I said, it's cool. We're cool. No problem. I'm sorry I lost my temper. He said, it's okay. So we're all good. But it was that moment of the silly putty and trying to scrape it off. I had to get cotton balls and rubbing alcohol, and I've got the keyboard back to close enough. But to say that I have to force myself to not think about the fact that in there underneath those buttons.
Could be little silly putty.
Could. There is.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen the crevices, and to say that it doesn't bother me is a gross under-exaggeration. So that's I tell that story because it's got to be the time, right? It's just the age of the kids and where we are. Mm-hmm. That's why they're driving us nuts. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I think when they're little, it's one thing, and then they get older, and then it's something else. And then, of course, when they're teenagers, then that's a whole other, you know, developmental.
But we don't even fucking know. Like, thing. I just like the way you said that. When they're teenagers, but we don't know.
No, we have no idea. Well, it's funny because when I have customers that I'll meet with, and I'm like, oh, you know, you have children. Oh, how old are your kids? Oh, they're 19, 17, and 15. I'm like, ooh. And they talk about, you know, teenagers, and then they're like, well, how old are yours? 7 and 4. Oh, you're just starting. Like, it's like, oh, does it get worse? Like, it just gets different.
It's such a frustrating experience, though, that the fact that every day, like tomorrow morning when we wake up, we will be not necessarily more informed than what we are today as parents. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very interesting thing.
Well, and I know what you mean about the nagging part, because there's moments where I'm just like, I just want to have fun. Like, I just want to have fun. I don't want to, like, have to tell you no and take this away if you don't do this. And it's exhausting for you. Like, on my day off, I'm like, yay, we're going to have fun. You want to go on a walk? No, I'm going to play video games.
I'm sorry, sweet mother.
You know, yeah. Like,
there's an order to things. And fun is not one of them.
Yeah, no. You want to go to the park? No, let's go to the movie. No, I want to interact with you.
Yeah.
And they're not interested. They're tired.
My favorite thing that always happens to you, it never fails,
trouble.
Is when mom, you'll be like, let's go on a walk. Let's get out of the house.
Or something fun.
And then you make us to go because it's fun for you.
Right. And so then, I'm like, well, then I think it's good for them. I'm like, okay, you've been lazy.
And
you've
it
been
is
in your
good
pajamas.
For them.
Yes. You've been in your pajamas. You've had breakfast. You've watched TV. You know, you've done that all morning and nothing else. So you need to go outside. You need to run around. You need to get some fresh air. Let's go on a walk. And then it's, my legs hurt. Oh. Did you bring water? I'm thirsty. Shut the fuck up. It's a 15-minute walk around the corner. Are you kidding me right now? My God. Oh, and then like the other day, what was it the other? Oh, yesterday at dinner. They get these books, right? So they have the Scholastic books. The Scholastic thing. So they get books. So they wanted to pick their books out. Well, we don't have a lot of time. By the time we get the notices, you have to put the check in. You got to send the check. So great. We pick out books. Well, then I kind of knew what books they wanted and what books they really wanted. And then there were, of course, they pick out like 10. Well, I'm not buying 10. I'll buy you each 2. That's more than fair, right? So I make a educated guess on the best ones that they wanted, and I order the books, and the books come. Yesterday, Jacob at the dinner table, where's the Stormtrooper book? He got a Darth Vader book, and then he got this
five
other
or six
second
books, right?
grade book.
From those Scholastic book fair things.
And then Jack got one of the Shopkins books or whatever, and then there were three like butterfly, spider, and ant books. So
the
I
kid
thought
loves
those,
everything girly.
Those they could share, right? And they're educational. And then Jacob's like, well, we didn't get the Stormtrooper book. Oh, I just about snapped his neck. I said, you know what? There are kids that don't get any books. There's kids that don't have money to get any books. So you need to appreciate what you have. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, be thankful for what you have. And you don't know what you have until you don't have it. And that's the hard part. So you're like,
it's impossible to create perspective without suffering.
Totally. And you want to provide for them. So you give them things, but then they're ungrateful little assholes that only want the Stormtrooper book as
asshole.
Well. Oh my God. Really like I will say that asshole. About a 4-year-old and 7-year-old. They are assholes. So is your teenager, and so is your.
I'm
6 month old.
I'm willing to bet that teenagers are colossal assholes because not only it's a very different thing because our kids are dumb because they're young. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? They are. They're stupid. But it's a different thing for a
but
teenager is a different level of dumb because it's dumb with arrogance.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I remember.
Yeah,
like it's like it's dumb, but it's like get out of my way, old
right.
person. You
I'm
don't
doing.
Understand how the yeah. world works.
I'm gonna go out with my friends at 10 o'clock out in the alley and call an Uber dude.
Yes.
We'll be fine, Mom. Stop worrying. God, you're so stupid.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you honestly. I'm gonna put this down on a recording to live forever on the interwebs. Is that I have done pretty good not laying a hand. I think I've spanked each of our kids once, and I've thumped Jacob on the head twice, okay? Ironically, the child of our two that does not deserve to have severe physical punishment as the one who has thus far received more. I think it's because he's been here longer. That's what I'm going to tell myself so I can sleep. But the when they become teenagers, I may punch our children.
Oh, God. You and I are going to fight. I will punch you, probably.
If
I
punch
what's going to happen.
You think I'm going to punch?
No, I think you and I are going to fight.
Why?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Why is this coming up now? What do you mean you and I are going to fight about what?
No, I don't know. I'm scared for when they're teenagers.
But why would you and I fight? You and I are always on the same page with stuff. I mean, a little. Yeah. You like to, oh God, the
but
fucking Natalie is jerry rigged an IKEA footstool to be a squatty potty for these fucking kids. Do me a favor. I know that your fucking lack of penis makes you want to make everything easy for these children.
It doesn't.
Resist that urge because all it does is make more frustration for you.
Right.
Come to the dark side.
Yeah.
Let's just be a couple of dick parents who very much love each other and we will raise well adjusted children.
That's the good balance part of it. You can't both be dick parents because then you're just going to raise.
Let's try it and see.
Dick assholes.
Who cares? This world could use some more assholes.
No.
But good assholes. You know what I mean?
Balance.
Assholes that say things like, well, it's our my moment of the week. But I think we could use some more assholes. But here, I wanted to get to this before
we
leave.
We are contributing.
Because this is going by so fast. I haven't done these in forever, and I want to start doing them more. And I like having you on when we do them is This Week in Bad Parenting. Do you remember this, where we find somebody who's done a below-average job to make me feel better about the job I'm doing? And this one comes from our very own neighborhood of Southern California, Van Nuys, a short 15-minute drive from where we sit right now.
Filled with wackadoodles.
A father in Van Nuys, California, is facing child abuse charges after allegedly, they only have to say that because it actually happened. This is also a story that we covered on at the radio station. Leaving his 9-month-old daughter locked in a car for an hour while what? What do you think?
God, probably masturbating.
Very close.
Mm,
Very close, dear.
Fucking,
what does
fucking the nanny?
Oh boy! Wow, you really. There was. Woof! There was no
something with the genitalia.
Maybe
involved,
pump your brakes
likely.
A little. Why has he got to be genitalia? Because he's a dude.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Well,
but. But I like
it. You're not taking care of your kids, sleeping, working. You might be fucking
my neck. Just the 0 to 60 on that whiplash of. Masturbating to fucking the nanny. That was a jump for even me. That was you went right over Snake Canyon
well,
on that evil
grocery
Knievel.
Shopping, and he's not and he's not doing yoga. Like,
oh,
let's be real.
I wish you guys could have seen the face. She did a deadpan poker face. Well, he's not grocery shopping. I know fucking that for sure. Oh God, that's funny. Van Nuys. Give you the hint. I know this isn't good for people who don't live in the Los Angeles area, but Van Nuys, what does one go to Van Nuys for? It's not a hooker.
Oh, Strip club.
Yeah, lady. Yeah. There it is.
See? Something with the genitalia.
He was getting a lap dance at a strip club.
Dumbass.
He's 24 years old. He pleaded not guilty
24?
On Monday. Yeah. In connection with the March 9th incident Sins with a Y and double N, Gentlemen's Club in North Hills.
Now, I would love to interview that mother.
Wouldn't you?
I would love to interview that mother.
No, you wouldn't.
So, when you found out, what did you do? Oh, I would
No, because here's what we do. We put ourselves in those position, in that position. Let's honestly think. It's so beyond our reality. For me to get caught at a strip club while our kids are waiting in the car.
That's just crazy.
That's, yeah.
Nine months old and right. Locked up in a car. Like, are right. you kidding?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
I'm not kidding. But no, yeah, yeah, it's crazy. But that's what I'm saying. That mom is not worried.
If you can't handle your kids, give them to someone that can. That's just crazy.
I don't think there are enough people. That's why we do shows like this.
Ugh.
Assistant manager Matthew Nadeau was walking through the strip club parking lot when he noticed the customer leaving his club every 15 minutes and returning. So he wasn't leaving it out there. He was coming out checking.
Oh, no.
Kid
yeah,
was napping.
Throw some Cheerios at the kid.
Honestly, being completely honest, because I said it four times, I give him a little bit of half credit for that.
What?
He's going out and checking every 15
oh
minutes.
Oh my God. She's in a car.
But it's not. Here's the thing.
If locked
it's
a, up.
If it's summer, right?
Oh,
if
it doesn't matter. Winter, spring, summer, fall. That's a 9 month old. They can't get out of the car.
You're right.
What if the kid pukes?
I don't know why I'm defending this
what
guy.
What if the kid is shit and he's just sitting in it?
That's true.
Then you've got diaper rash all right. problems.
I'm going to stop defending the guy who
hungry.
Got a lap dance while this kid was asleep
just
in the car.
Nuts.
But he's here's what I don't
fever.
Understand. What I don't understand is if he's going out every 15 minutes, he checked on the customer's car and saw a baby in the back seat. We hear crying, and then we saw a baby in the car. He told the Los Angeles Times. Nadeau and a waitress at the strip club bar rescued the child with the help of another person who worked at a neighboring business. They got into the car by pushing down a car window that was left cracked open. He cracked the window like you do with a dog.
Uh-huh.
After Nadeau told his boss about the abandoned child, they figured out she was Dargins. I don't know how you say his last name. And interrupted his lap dance, according to KTLA. He left the club saying, "Just give me my baby, and I know I am messing up." His words were.
Wow. So was that child, before or after he ejaculated?
That was well before, I'm sure. The child was taken into by Child Protective Services, and this guy is an idiot loser. Man, we gotta make it to where you have to take a test to
that's
create
horrible.
Life. That's the crazy borderline fascist world I would rather live in. All right, let's do some moment of the week, my love.
You made them. You love them. And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the week, brought to you by Stitcher. The free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people, and they give us money if you do it.
Would you like to go first, my dear?
Sure, go first. This is kind of similar to what we were talking about earlier, but the both boys, this has to do with both of them. So I'll read to him every night. And Jack, every time I go to read to Jacob, Jack always now wants to participate too. So I'll be in Jacob's bed. I'll be in the middle. And then Jacob will be next to me. And then Jack will be on the other side. So we kind of snuggle. And they're like, "Come snuggle with us, Mama." And then we'll snuggle. And then we'll read the book. And I just like took a second this last week and just kind of held on to both of them and just snuggled in their bed for a minute before I started reading to them. And I told them, they were laughing. I said, "You know, one day you're not going to want to snuggle with me." And they were like, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, one day you're going to be like, 'Mom, go over there. Mom, leave me alone. Stop kissing me. Stop hugging me.'" I said, "One day." And they're like, they started laughing. They thought it was so funny. They're like, "No, Mama, no." And they're like hugging me and snuggling with me. So it was just cool. Because it's those little moments. It's you take them for granted every once in a while that they want to snuggle with you, or they want to hold your hand, or they want you to sit next to them, or they want you to play with them for 20 minutes. And eventually, they're not going to want to do those things anymore.
If those two boys ever deny you a hug or a kiss, yeah. I don't care how fucking old they are, that will be the moment that I will punch them.
But they're just, I'm
you have
very
been
lucky.
So good to those boys.
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky. They're very sweet to me. And yesterday morning, Jack, on the way to school, we're walking to school, and Jack takes my hand, and he's kissing my hand. And
oh, really?
He goes, I love you, Mama. And he's like, to my arm, and I'm like, oh, buddy, I love you too. And then we walk.
He doesn't kiss my arm.
It's really cute.
It's bullshit.
So, yeah.
No. I'm going to do two. Now, the reason I haven't had a ton with Jack lately is you will attest to this. Also, in regards to last week's episode, is a lot of what Jack talks about now has to do with Call of Duty. So it's a lot of telling stories.
Oh, I've had to like cut them off and shut them up.
Yeah, it's hilarious because Natalie goes, I don't care about video games.
And then stop talking about video games. There's so many other things in this world you could talk about. I don't want to hear it. And then it's hilarious because they'll start to go, Mama, you got...
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Like,
it is funny to watch a four-year-old because it's like these are his war stories. See, a lot of people I think would look at this and go, "Oh, he likes the killing of it." It's like no, these are the interesting highlights
he
of his day.
He gets to color his gun pink.
Yes,
he thinks that's the coolest thing.
All
ever.
Of his guns are pink in the game.
Yeah.
And anyway,
his sword.
Yeah. So yes, and the knives
the
too.
Knife.
Then for the shanking. And yeah. We must sound like crazy
right.
people. remember that time we
they're
created
really
all this
not,
evidence for our children to be taken
really
away?
Not.
As long as I don't end up in a strip club, I think we're fine. So anyway, Jacob. That's why Jacob has been all has had all of my moments of the week. Is that this one I'm going to share? I'll do two because they both came up this episode, and one involves you. We were watching that show Last Man on Earth. Natalie and I love that show. If you haven't watched it, check it out. Get it on demand.
Tim
get caught
Allen's
up because it's
not
Tim Allen. You're thinking Last Man Standing,
oh,
old
yeah.
lady.
Other one.
Jesus
Something
Christ.
With
you
a
are
man
87.
Standing.
Like,
Last Man Standing.
Honey,
Last man
you're not
Earth.
Even 37
there's
years
so
old.
There's so many shows.
No, there's not.
So
Granny
many
Natalie.
People.
There.
I can't keep track of all these people.
Tim Allen is great in Last Man Standing.
He really is. You should really watch it.
No, that was also a great show. So anyway, there's a part, if you're not caught up, spoilers, but if you are caught up, you'll remember an episode, Jason Sudeikis plays Will Forte's character's brother, and they reunite is the idea, and so they're fighting. And they have that sibling rivalry of two brothers. And Natalie tried to use the sitcom to be like
as
a
educational,
a teachable moment to our two sons. And she said, she goes, see, they're not being very good brothers. And she goes, you guys need to be much better brothers than that. And then and Jacob goes, yeah, he's not being. And then Natalie goes, he's not being nice or loving. And she goes, and then Jacob goes, yeah, he's acting like a pussy.
Oh, because the one guy kept going, ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah.
It was so
he was
great.
Getting beat up or whatever.
Because that's so not Jacob. Like
no.
The, Jacob's not like pussy. Like, that's right. not who he is.
Like Mr. He's Macho.
He's acting like a pussy.
Yeah, it
and I have
up.
Never told him to quit being a pussy. I have right. said wussy.
Right.
But I've never said, I don't know where, I mean, I'm sure
and
he
even,
got it from me.
Even Jack was stunned.
Yeah.
Did you see Jack looked
you and
over
I will
and
jokingly
like,
call each other pussy. And that, I'm sure that's where it comes from. But oh my gosh, so funny.
Yeah.
But this is the one in regards to your Scholastic book that also made me laugh is that he was complaining and we were trying to teach him like, you know, hey, you know, you're very fortunate. You need to learn to appreciate what you have. Not everybody gets to have the things that you have and
stop wanting more.
Which I think
like,
is the
appreciate what
we're,
you have, yeah.
Maybe we are wealthy. I wouldn't say that we're broke or anything, but but I think it's funny that maybe this is just what you know affluent people tell their children. All everybody's saying the same bullshit where it's like you know some people don't have this. Oh no, we were really broke. And
I remember.
It's
yeah.
just there's always somebody more broke than you.
Right.
That's
there's
what it
like
really
the
is.
Starving
yeah.
children in Africa. You
Africa
know how many
was
turns
yeah.
How many?
Our go to is
Van
Nuys. It's not so.
Yeah. Right. A 24-year-old needs a lap dance.
I was even paying for that. I have no idea. Anyway.
Food stamps.
So he goes, I said something, and then Jacob corrected. He's like, well, Mom, no, I showed you. I remember. Jack saw it, too, that I also asked for that book. Like, the whole point was going way over mm-hmm. both their heads. And so I said, well, luckily for you, you guys will be perfect parents, and your children will never have to worry about that stuff. And there's a beat, and then Jacob goes, I know that's sarcasm.
Like you said.
And I
gets it.
I have never been more in love with that child in my life.
He gets it.
He looks at me and goes, I know that sarcasm. Yep. He's fucking seven.
Yep.
Oh, he's the best.
He is more aware than he should be, I think, sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, that was our show. Natalie's got to go to a dentist appointment. Send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. I'll do that another time. I keep forgetting these things that I have. Somebody emailed me a moment of the week, so I will get to that next week. But the other thing is, Tobias, if, by the time you hear this, I made a note and I meant to reshare it, but Facebook was giving me troubles a couple weeks ago and I couldn't reshare it. Tobias posted this hilariously awesome, to most people, to me, borderline pornographic video of a woman in a Pioneer outfit working a scythe back and forth like a sickle. It's a, like the Grim Reaper, and she mows a yard like she's just cutting it down and it's clean and everything. And he said, with Justin's appreciation for the Pioneer woman, I thought he would get a kick out of this. The kick intended was nowhere near as far as that kick actually landed, as far as my enjoyment. It was borderline erotic. I'm not gonna lie to you. So I want that video. And I can't find it. I wanted to reshare it to everybody on the Facebook page because, to be honest, I sat there and looked at it. I'm like, God damn, look at her. Look at that. Look at her work that thing.
You're going to have to save it on your computer.
I put it in my taxes folder.
Yeah. Your taxes. Your Van Nuys folder. Put it there.
All right. That's our show. Emails, all the social media handles are in the description of this episode. Exciting news coming in the coming weeks about Network. There's a network that is going to be picking us up. And I'm very excited for that opportunity. I'm in the process of porting the show over. So the reason I bring this up now is if for any time following this episode, all of a sudden all of the episodes show up on your computer or whatever, that's why. That's why that may happen if it does happen and you see it, because they're going to take over kind of the hosting of the service and all that stuff. But don't worry. Nothing in the show is going to drastically change as far as content and all that stuff. And just go with me on the ride. I'm here for you people, all right? I love you people. I'm going to do what's best for all of us. That's my plan. All right. On behalf of myself and my lovely bride, Natalie, this is Justin Worsham saying, hug your kids, hump your loved ones, and stay frosty, my friends.